The Chateau Georges set is a wine made from 100% Merlot, and Merlot is wonderfully suited to the location and terroir of the vineyard here. We are in Saillant at about 55 metres above sea level, and the soil is very typical Fronsac clay over an underlying limestone plateau. So both a little bit of height and the limestone under the soil means that despite very hot summers and also as the climate warms up, we can keep a freshness while getting full ripeness of the fruity Merlot. The grapes are grown in one block all around the winery, but even though we're very small, just 3 hectares, we see some real differences according to plot, so we select the very top grapes for the Chateau Georges set. We have a strong sustainable viticulture ethos, meaning we don't use any chemical weed killers, and we do everything we can to bring balance to the vineyard in terms of the ecosystem and the soil for pest management and so on. And we harvest as late as possible to get the most developed aromas. In 2018 and 19, we harvested about 3 weeks after our neighbours. We harvest manually, and then we do manual sorting, followed by optical sorting by machine. It's a really sophisticated machine, which goes way beyond what the human eye can do. And therefore, we can really ensure that for the Chateau Georges set, we get the uniformity of ripeness and quality of fruit. We then put this fruit into 500 litre oak barrels, just quite simply and gently tip the berries into those large French oak barrels where they ferment with the help of the natural yeast that's present on the skins of the fruit. And then we turn those barrels 3 times a day as the wine ferments. And I can tell you that a 500 litre barrel full of grapes and fermenting juice is incredibly heavy. But we do it very gently 3 times a day so that it all can keep mixing very gently together. Then for maturing, we use the traditional size 225 litre barrels. We have about 30% new oak from a range of different coopers using different wood across France, French oak, of course. And then 70% goes into 1 or 2 year old oak so that we get a balance and variety of flavours from the older and the new oak. And then new for 2019, we have added some amphoras, so terracotta and clay amphoras, which are also used, very traditional vessels used in olden times for maturing wine. And so we use those. They very much preserve the fruitiness of the wine, which is a part of the profile that we very much want to have in the Chateau Georges set. So after 18 months, all of the wine is then blended together to make the final wine. So the wine is very fruit forward, ripe red fruits, some black cherry too, some plum, then flavours from the oak, lovely vanilla, cedar wood, touch of tobacco, even some lovely spice in there. And the tannins are really supple and rounded, and the alcohol is beautifully integrated. It has a lovely long finish and a great concentration. It's just a lovely wine, if I may say so myself. It's a superb wine to just have on its own and appreciate all the flavours and the elements that come together, but it's fantastic with food too. So I would serve it typically with a roast beef or lamb Sunday lunch, which works wonderfully. But because I have vegetarians in the family, I often do, say, a mushroom risotto, or how about some skewers on the barbecue, either tofu or grilled meat. And then that could be accompanied, say, with a nutty aubergine and courgette rice salad. So I hope those give you some ideas for some food pairings, and I hope you really enjoy your Chateau Georges set.